Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This time on Homicide.
I get some new information. They know each other.
They could have plotted together.
The crime scene has to have happened somewhere.
Could be the killer.
I can't believe it. They could be linked.
Gina Rosato, Part 2.
We're investigating the murder of Gina Rosato, August 1982. One of the suspects is the local butcher. So we go and see him. As investigators, and there were four of us working on it, we thought to ourselves, aha, the butcher shop, especially the back part of the butcher shop, is an ideal place to kill someone. And we visualised Gina hanging up, no clothes on, being belted with a belt, which would account for the bruising on her buttocks. That would have been the ideal place for her to be killed. So could it be him? So we established that the butcher is married. He admitted that he had been to Gina's flat on several occasions, that she'd invited him there. That on those occasions they'd had coffee, there was nothing more in the relationship, it wasn't an intimate relationship. He says, on the weekend of the 14th and the 15th of August, I was home all weekend, I was with my wife. He's quite concerned that I'm going to go and see his wife. But I say to him, in the end, if what you're telling me is true and that you're at home, then I need to see her. So I went and spoke to his wife. And then she confirmed that they were together all weekend. The wife gave the butcher an alibi, but maybe the wife was lying. The butcher was desperate. He didn't want his wife to know about Gina. Maybe they were lovers, and Gina was threatening to tell his wife. That would give him a motive for murder. Then it's a further investigation. Mark tells us that Gina has a very close friend. Now, this lady's name is Vi Powell. He provides the address for us and he says that Gina would probably go there once a week and they were very, very close friends. So I went around to see Vi. Vi was a clairvoyant and she read cards and she lived in a house in Northcote. I would say Vi was probably 55, but she was dressed like a hippie out of the early 70s. In the passageway, there's a purple little glass beads. There's incense burning. We asked her, have you got any idea who might have killed Gina? Does Gina have any enemies? She said, no. Gina's a lovely person, but I will tell you something. She's been seeing a man called Max. Vi couldn't give us any more information than that.
My name's Marisa D'Agostino. I'm Gina Rosato's niece. Not much to tell about Max. None of us ever met him. The family never met him. It was all sort of new just before Gina died. We just heard about this wonderful man that she was seeing that made her happy. That's all we knew. She was just like a teenager with a crush.
Who is Max? Could Max be involved in her death? In 1982, hypnosis was probably in its infancy. I'd only used it twice, but it was about trying to enhance the witness's memory. We asked Vi, would she be hypnotised, and she agreed to it.
A senior officer told me today he was confident the woman may have other vital information tucked away in her subconscious. Results of the hypnotism won't be released to the public to protect the woman.
Vi was taken to the Royal Melbourne Hospital. The police surgeon, Dr. Peter Bush at the time, hypnotised her. I was present in the room at the time. Dr. Bush asked her, "Can you tell me anything else about Max? Do you know where he lives? Do you know if he's married? Do you know who he lives with?" Hoping that something Gina might have said might have been re-triggered. But at the end of the hypnosis, the best that Vi could do was say, "All I know, his name is Max." So, sadly, the hypnosis didn't provide us any additional information. We've got no description of Max. So you're really looking for a needle in a haystack. So we put out an appeal in the media for Max to come forward, or someone that might have known Max to come forward and identify Max for us.
The homicide squad is particularly keen to know about an acquaintance of Mrs. Rosato's named Max, who police want to interview urgently.
My name's Keith Moore. I've been a journalist for more than 40 years and the author of 6 true crime books. You'd have to think Max was living under a rock if he didn't know that the police were looking for a person called Max who'd had some sort of relationship with Gina.
But nothing. He never did. He never came forward.
Look, Max could have a couple of reasons for not wanting to come forward, in that it may well be he was having an affair with Gina and he's married with kids and didn't want the wife to know him. And you'd like to think that human decency would mean that you'd at least go to the police and just say, "For Christ's sake, don't tell the missus, but I'm the Max, and, you know, you can ask me any questions." He never did, so... And the other prospect is Max could be the killer.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Eventually, all the leads had been followed. The Gina Rosato case had gone cold. Then all of a sudden, early 2021, straight out of left field, I get some new information. Gina Rosato was a devout Catholic. She went to church most Sundays, and her local church was the Catholic Church in High Street, Thornbury. Another murder victim went to that same church. Maria James. She was murdered in June 1980. She was stabbed 68 times in her own bookshop. She had her hands tied behind her back. I remember that case because it was my first homicide and it still remains unsolved today.
Gina and Maria were good friends, both single mothers, both with a son called Mark. They used to go to confession together. I remember the day that Maria James was murdered, Auntie Gina went to Maria's shop. The exact words I remember were, "I'm very concerned for my friend," because Maria James's shop was open all the time, and this particular day curtains were drawn and the shop was closed, and it was out of the ordinary for Maria.
In January 2021, I was contacted by Marissa, the niece of Gina Rosato. She said, "Ron, is it possible that the murder of Maria James and Gina are any way linked?" In August 1982, Gina Rosato was found murdered. She had a throat cut, she had bruising to the body, she had belt marks to the body, and her hands were tied behind her back. In June 1980, Maria James was found murdered in her own bookshop. She'd been stabbed 68 times in the back. She had a mark to her face which was caused by a potato masher, and her hands were tied behind her back. Two ladies both die of knife wounds, living within a kilometre of each other, and there's a common denominator that they went to the same church. And their priest was Father Anthony Bongiorno. Father Bongiorno was a suspect in the murder of Maria James and still remains so today.
Maria James had learned a local priest, Father Anthony Bongiorno, had been molesting her son Adam, and she was set to confront the priest on the day she was murdered.
One of my theories with Auntie Jean is it could have been Father Bongiorno. He was prime suspect of Maria James's murder. If Gina knew Mark had been fondled, Maria James's son, they could have plotted together. Let's go to the priest. Let's front the priest. Let's expose the priest. There was a two-year gap between Maria and Auntie Gina. Father Bongiorno did change parishes around that time. And I just wonder whether it took him that long to find Auntie Gina. It could have been him.
Is there a connection? If you look at both crime scenes, you have Maria James stabbed to death in her own residence, but the body is left where it's killed. In Gina Rosato's case, she's had the clothes taken off her. We don't have a crime scene. She's been killed somewhere else. She'd been transported by some means to that location and dumped there. I think it's a coincidence that they both went to the same church, and I think that the person responsible for the murder of Maria James is totally different to that of Gina Rosato. We're 40 years on. There's still a lot of questions around this case. Going back and looking at Mark has never worked again. Maybe he knows something that he's never shared with anyone. In a homicide investigation, you need a motive. We talk about greed, lust, revenge. What was a possible motive? Some people said his mum was controlling, his mum was stifling him. Maybe that was the motive. For whatever reason, Mark didn't like Gina bringing men home. In particular, the butcher. If his mum invited the butcher around, he would go and lock himself in the bedroom. Maybe they'd had an argument about that. That could have been a motive. But he was never charged. I would say that he still has to remain a person of interest. But if you were to ask me, what is the direct evidence that implicates him in his mother's death? I would have to say there is none.
Mark was treated as prime suspect. I think he's still scarred by that to this day, being suspected of killing your mother when all you did was love your mother. I think he found that very, very hard.
We've never, ever found that trifle dish. What happened to the trifle dish? Where did she go? Where are her clothes? The flat is not the crime scene. The crime scene has to have happened somewhere. To this date, Max has not come forward, so we still don't know who Max is.
If it was Max, and Max has told somebody, and history tells you that it's an incredible burden for any one person to bear. If you've done something like murder somebody, you'll tell somebody eventually.
To solve this case, there has to be somebody in the community who knows.
Someone will have a light bulb moment and think, I remember something about that. And that's all we need. We just need one person to come forward and help us solve this. We deserve answers. Only Gina deserves answers.
At the end of 1982, the government offered a $50,000 reward for anyone with information to come forward. My understanding is that that reward is now $1 million for information which would lead to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for the death of Gina Rosato. Someone in the community will know exactly what happened. We're 40 years on, but the search is never over.
This is Homicide with Ron Idles, created by CJZ Productions. Location producer, Catherine Ledingham. Post producers, Mark Barlin and Anthony Griffiths. Edited by Philippa Rollins, Anne Kerr and Jeremy Mather. Original music by Amara Primero for Prime Accord Music. Audio mix by Simon Hicks at Cutting Edge. Executive producers Paula Bycroft and Andrew Farrell.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.